used to, we didn't have nothing but a, what you call a grindstone, where you turned the thing and held your knife on it.
That's a big thing.
That's a big wheel-like thing. And then you take one of those rocks and you wet that, and on the sole of your shoe, shoe was leather sole at that time, and then on the upper of your shoe. Then from that, you got to bind some, little rocks that you could sharpen your knife on. And things like that. Then you, from that, you got an emery wheel that had different grains on each side. That first started, you had to turn them by hand. But after they got the electric motors, that did the work for you.
Is it the same as a grindstone, the emery wheel?
It's a grindstone too, but it's of a different grit.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the little rock that you used to have?
Which
that you sharpen it on. You said you could buy little rocks.
Rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the things you put in a revolver?
Cartridges or shells.
Are they the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a variation, but I've always termed them the same.
Mm-hmm.
Cartridges used to, talk about those that were long. And then the short one usually was turned shell.
Okay. Now, if some things that children play on, if they take a plank and lay it across a trestle and one sits on each end, what do you call that?
You call it a seesaw.
And when they're playing on that, what do you say they're doing?
They're seesawing.
Okay.
And
now,
then, we'd cut off a tree,
mm-hmm.
small one. We call them saplings.
Mm-hmm.
Or say 3 foot and 3.5 foot high.
Can that be any kind of tree?
Yes, it's hard enough to hold what I'm fixing to tell you.
All right.
Well, you trim down and just make a place up there, or you would bore a hole and put a rod through it and get you a plank,
mm-hmm.
and fix your hole in it that fit that, or a hole that the bolt would go through and go down into the stump. And we call that a flying jenny.
Mm-hmm.
One get on that, and the other would,
mm-hmm.
we'd go running around, then we could go around several times without pushing or propelling it.
You know why you call it that? What does jenny have to do with it?
Jenny's used to buck. It is, and that's just one thing they called it too.
Mm-hmm.
And riding the jenny, you see, is
mm-hmm.
Riding a horse.
Mm-hmm. So you can call it a horse?
The jenny, you know, is a...
It's a mule, right?
No, it's not a mule, but it's what the mule is produced from.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I guess that would be why they call it a jenny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you ever see a limber plank that was fixed at both ends and a child would jump up and down in the middle?
I don't know if they ever did.
They do that in South Georgia. I don't know whether they do that up here or not.
I guess they do. They do everything now nearly everywhere. Same thing, it'll slip out.
Yeah.
All except where it's cold enough to have ice and things, they have their games different there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. And
but one other thing like that when you tie two ropes to a tree limb and put a seed, that's a what?
We call that a swing.
Mm-hmm.
We did ours different.
How'd you do it?
We had a big walnut tree. Go out and cut us down long, slim hickory,
mm-hmm.
peel it off, and split the bottom and put a plank in it. You know, and sometime we'd put an iron band on it before we split it, where it'd keep on splitting.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd tie that up in on a limb of the walnut tree with a chain.
Uh-huh.
And one tree there had when we was kids, and then when my kids were growing up.